Welcome back. It is a battle yet again over vaccine mandates. In and Out in San Francisco is doubling down on its refusal to check proof of vaccination, even after one of its restaurants was forced to close because of it. Yahoo Finance's Danny Romero joins us with more on this. And could In and Out be going to war with cities and counties across the state over this?
Well, that In-N-Out location at the Fisherman's Wharf in San Francisco did reopen today, but just for takeout, so no dine-in service. That restaurant did shut down because the company is fighting against this vaccine mandate. In San Francisco, the city requires restaurants to check customers' proof of vaccination if they want to eat inside, and that is something In-N-Out says they will not do. And so health inspectors in the Bay Area did find a second In-N-Out location in the Pleasant Hill area. They warned that restaurant 2 weeks ago, and they still refused to enforce that rule, which led to a $250 fine over the weekend, and then a $500 fine just yesterday. And so in a statement, In-N-Out says, "We refuse to become the vaccination police for any government. We fiercely disagree with any government dictate that enforces a private company to discriminate against their customers." Now, it's still unclear how long that restaurant at the Fisherman's Wharf will still operate for takeout only.
So, Danny, I'm curious if other restaurants are going to join the battle here. Any word on other establishments saying we're not going to impose this vaccine mandate?
Yeah, and I think that's a really good question. You know, in the next 2 weeks, LA will have similar mandates as San Francisco. And so the company, it's still unclear if In-N-Out, how they're going to enforce that here in Los Angeles. But I will say this, the executive director of the Golden Gate Restaurant Association says that in response to In-N-Out's vaccine, not refusal, she says that this is more of a political statement than anything. But I will say also, she said that 78% of restaurant owners say that they've surveyed in the Bay Area say that they have very few issues with asking customers about proof of vaccination. However, I will say those same respondents did say that their business did increase as this vaccine mandate was rolled out, which was 2 months ago in San Francisco.
All right, Danny Romero, thank you so much for that report.